Hey everybody, welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 33. Welcome in. Wednesday, June 22nd. If you're following along every day, of course, I appreciate you so much. And, you know, if it's your first time coming in, welcome in. I'm your host. My name is Chris. Producer, the new and the used is my name. Or artist name, I guess. Just kind of hanging out here midweek and decided to go lo-fi road trip here. You know, summertime's kicking in. We got, you know, the summer solstice just hit. Happy summer solstice. And, you know, a lot of the time, especially in my profession, you know, outside of making music, I am a school teacher. And so during summertime, it's kind of that time off to, you know, kind of reflect, relax, rejuvenate, and get some extra work in, whether that's connecting with music stuff or taking extra teacher classes. And, you know, it's called professional development and trying to just get ready for the next year to come, but also just taking the opportunity maybe to go on a vacation. Don't do it very often personally myself, but, you know, I know a lot of folks that summertime is vacation for us here in the United States. So, you know, if you're going road tripping, you're on a road trip, traveling around, and whether it's with family or friends, what's your lo-fi road trip vibe? What do you go for? Is it, again, do you listen to all kinds of different stuff when you're on your trips, or you know, different subgenres of lo-fi, maybe some more upbeat stuff while you're driving, or evening, maybe more laid back? You don't want it too laid back, don't fall asleep while you're driving there, but yeah, so that's what we're going to dive in on that. But before we do, I just want to remind you about going to the main homepage, which is anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. And you can find, you know, you can join in on with voicemails or text messages directly to me. You could join in on poll questions that go up every single podcast. You can also find links to all your favorite platforms, whether that's, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, all the above. They're all there. So otherwise, if you don't want to go there, you can, of course, just search Pickles and Beats on your favorite platform and give a like and share and follow, because it does help us out quite a bit when you do that. So appreciate everybody out there. I'll make sure we get that in. So episode 33 here, Lo-Fi Road Trip. We're going to jump in on the first track. Never featured this artist, and somebody I've stumbled upon here. Just a reminder, when I'm looking for tracks, you know, whether they get directly sent to me, I do appreciate those, which is fine. Just picklesandbeats@gmail. You can submit and just send stuff in. I don't have a real submission form at the moment. It's really just if you want to send me, you know, a link, I'll listen to it. And if it fits, great. Otherwise, I'm listening on, you know, release radars, or, you know, just randomly searching around in different playlists that I like to listen to. And if, you know, I'll listen to a little snippet, maybe 30 seconds. And if it sounds like it fits somewhere, I'll throw it on the playlist and then, you know, come back to it full time during the show, listen to the full, you know, track and break it down slightly. But, you know, we do have the Pickles and Beats daily playlist on Spotify, where all these tracks go as well. So I just want to make sure I shout that out. But this track is by an artist or producer, Funky DL, and the track is called Vague Margins. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 33, Lo-Fi Road Trip. DL with Vague Margins right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode 33, Lo-Fi Road Trip. So, you know, I that one fit perfectly for me because, you know, when I'm driving, I need some stuff that's going to be more up-tempo, especially if it's a night drive in any way. But if I'm road tripping during the day, even, you know, I like to have more upbeat stuff versus kind of the downbeat grooves or the sleepy beats or any that kind of stuff. I like to save that for when I'm chilling or working on homework or, you know, just hanging out. But when I'm driving, I like the more upbeat grooves. And so that one, the backbeat kind of gives me a little bit of a Dilla vibe, but the horn, I like the horn placements on there, were pretty cool. But overall, great track. I never featured a Funky DL, so I encourage you to go check them out. Amazing work. But we're going to jump into the next track. It's a collaborative piece here by Soren Sostrom, S-O-S-T-R-O-M, and Ezzy, E-Z-Z-Y, or Easy. I'm assuming it's Ezzy. And the track is called Barnhole's Voyage, B-A-R-N-W-O-H-L, Barnhole's Voyage. And Soren Sostrom and Ezzy, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Let's check it out. By Soren Sostrom and Ezzy, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used. And, you know, that track 100% got on that playlist because of that piano bass dynamic. That was just so good. I love the piano grooves, the little mini kind of solo chunks here and there, just overall flavor. And the bass, that bass tone and sound, the grooves just fit really well. Whether that was real bass or MIDI bass, I'm not sure, but it sounded really, really, really good. I like the groove overall. So it fit for me and it fit for this. If I was in the car, it would just be a head bobber. You know, I mean, I need something while I'm driving that's going to get me to actually bob my head and stay engaged with what's going on. Otherwise, I'm looking around and not something I should be doing while I'm driving. So I want to make sure that something that keeps me focused on, you know, what I'm doing. So what is that for you? What kind of lo-fi grooves fit for you? Are you more upbeat? You want something more, you know, certain instrument maybe when you're listening? Do you like more vocal-based music? Do you even listen to lo-fi when you're driving? Maybe lo-fi is really is nothing more than just a, you know, and I don't mean this in a derogatory sense, but chill beats to study to or hang out to. And you don't really listen to it when you drive. Some people do, some people don't. I like to. I mean, it's not all the time, but definitely like to mix it in. But when I am playing lo-fi music, which I listen to a lot, And again, if you're have your own definition for what lo-fi means, but to me, lo-fi isn't just the genre itself, like as far as the type of music that you're making. It's how the music's made. That's what kind of defines it as lo-fi music. But of course, there's lo-fi hip-hop or lo-fi jazz or lo-fi soul. Or there's lots of different lo-fi styles and genres or sub-genres or sub-groups within lo-fi. But, you know, most people, when they hear the word lo-fi beats or lo-fi music, they think, you know, lo-fi girl or chill beats to study to. But that doesn't always fit that for me. So there's my little soapbox moment. But here we are back on episode 33, Lo-Fi Road Trip. Wednesday, June 22nd, if you're listening on the day of. Otherwise, if you're coming back to it, that's awesome. I appreciate you. We're going to jump into another track here. And it's appropriately has a great name. It's called Cruisin' and by Myriad and Loreleaf. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 33, Lo-Fi Road Trip. Cruisin' by Myriad and Loreleaf, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 33, Lo-Fi Road Trip Edition. Once again, I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used. You can find me on all major platforms, as well as going to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find the main homepage for the podcast, as well as finding links to all your favorite platforms. Where you like to consume your content, and you can find Pickles and Beats on all your favorite platforms. So I just want to remind you of that. But man, that track Cruisin', once again, it just fits my playlist of grooves because it's got a head bobber feel. You know, just overall, just a solid vibe. I like the kind of the synths in there in particular. The kind of synth sounds really drew me in, I think, overall. And the track being called Cruisin' fits really well as well. You know, in addition, but this next track is very similar. It's got the name Endless Ride. Now, again, I promise you, I did not put these on the podcast based off of the names, but because of the way they fit. You know, if they were Endless Ride, a track called Endless Ride here, and if it was some slow, sleepy beat, I wouldn't be putting it on the podcast. It'd be more upbeat, up tempo stuff for me. More groove bass, like I said, head bobber. The bass and drums got a hit, and that last track did it for me by Myriad and Loreleaf. But this track, Endless Ride, is by one of my favorite lo-fi producers, Hoffy Beats, and collaboration with Dennis VNVC. It's all one word, Dennis VNVC. is the producer name on that. But really, really cool track here. I can't wait to have you listen to this. But as you're listening, we'll talk about it on the backside. But what's your favorite road trip snack? Talk about pickles here. That's my by far my favorite snack all the time. So I'm always about the pickles. But if I had to choose anything other than pickles, it probably go like maybe like beef jerky. It's kind of smelly in the car, but it's a good snack. Or maybe some kind of chip. You'll have to think about it. We'll listen to the track and come back and chat really quick. So once again, Endless Ride here by Huffy Beats and Dennis VNBC. Check it out. Beats and Dennis VNVC right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. Lo-Fi road trip is what the focus is here. Things you might want to play in a lo-fi centered playlist while you're on a road trip. And you know, for me, as you've probably seen a common trend here throughout all the tracks so far, they're kind of upbeat vibes, things that are going to keep me up and going whether I'm driving or not. Something's going to make me bob my head and kind of groove along. Not so much of the slow down tempo stuff. But before we took off onto that track, I asked about your favorite, snack. And while I was listening, I decided to do a quick search here. And there was an article, of course, from the Washington Post, published a couple of years ago, or 2020, by Natalie B. Compton. Once again, in the Washington Post, mentioning the top 16 road trip snacks of all time. And I don't know if this is her list or if it was a poll that was put out, but I definitely have some questions here. One, pickles did not even make the list, which is crazy to me. Pickles should be on this list. But I'm going to read through them really quick. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but we'll just go quick. 16 was leftovers. Who brings leftovers as a snack? I don't know. I don't know about snack. I mean, I don't know. Some of these just don't fit for me. 15 is a sandwich. 15 is a sandwich. I mean, top five. I doubt sandwich should be in that top five for snacks or lunch, whatever. 14 is candy. Again, top five. Gotta have some candy. Are you kidding me? 14? 13 is Nutella. 12, popcorn. 11, corn nuts. Now, corn nuts are great. Okay, gotcha. 10, Pocky, which is pretty much candy. 9, string cheese. That's a classic one right there. 8, protein bars. I would throw like Clif bars and things like that in there. 7, a designer snack. Now, I don't even, again, designer snack. And one example they have on there are these, Dang is the name of the brand, spicy rice chips, like little rice cakes. I don't know. I don't know why designer, just because they cost more or they're healthy and good. I'm not sure. Meat snack is number 6. So that could be a, you know, a piece of beef jerky or a package, you know, Slim Jim, whatever. 5 is Pringles, which is chips. Let's see, 4, fruit and vegetables. 3, other chips. Says, while Pringles are technically a potato chip, they're not the only chip worth packing. And they've got a picture of Takis. So, anyway. 2, trail mix or nuts. In some way, they got a picture of pistachios here in this article. And then number one ranked, which again, I love these. They're great. But I don't know if I'd say number one. But number one ranked from the Washington Post article from 2020, ranking the top 16 road trip snacks. Drum roll. Number one is Combos. Combos. Says, top of its class, MVP Combos stuffed snacks are the greatest road trip snack of all time. The baked and filled snack can be found at pretty much any gas station, which makes it easily accessible to a road tripper. But it's not, but it's not convenience that earns Combo the top spot in the road trip snack hierarchy. Combos are like catnip to road trippers. There's an intoxicating feeling in their artificial and natural flavors that lures us in and books us. Plus, there's minimal mess eating them. I mean, that's true. While people on the Combos train will have differing opinions on what flavor is their favorite, we wish we could have tried to discount bacon, egg, and cheese flavor. Ew. Any option will do on the road trip companion. I don't know about that. Combos are good. I'd put them in the top 10, but I don't know if I'd say number one. That's just me. Anyway, let's get into this last track here on our lo-fi road trip beats playlist here on the Pickles Meats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 33, Wednesday, June 22nd, if you're listening the day of. But this is a track, again, by one of my top 5 favorite lo-fi producers. I watch all of his YouTube channel stuff. I love to follow him on Twitch and pay attention whenever he's live there. But it's Eldre. Eldre has done some really cool stuff over the past few years and has definitely used the pandemic to his advantage and created some really cool stuff. And I mean, I watched his early videos where he's making beats in his mom's garage to now has a place of his own with his lady making some amazing music. So this track is called Vibrations, and I believe it's a new track from him. So let's give it a listen. Thank you. That's Eldre, the track called Vibrations, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 33. This is a Lo-Fi Road Trip edition. I wanted to, give a big thanks and shout out to those who have been coming back time after time and listening and joining in on the podcast and sending messages and joining in on the, the poll questions and stuff. For those of you that aren't familiar with the poll questions, and he keeps mentioning this every episode, I want to, you're kind of in two big places. One, anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. That's the main homepage. If you click on the episode that, whatever one you're listening to, you can scroll down and you'll see there's a little poll question that will come up. But also you can go to, Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, and you can scroll down. Like if you, after you press play and you're on the page listening to the podcast, you can scroll down and there's a poll question there. Just like if you're looking at lyrics for another track. Otherwise, also following us on every social media platform. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch. Usually on the Instagram and Twitter in particular, the poll question will go up there as well. So participation is always appreciated. It helps us out so much, and, couldn't do it without any of you being engaged. So, I like to just put these out for fun, and I love getting the feedback and trying to build a little community together. So getting some feedback, on what you would enjoy having more, or what have you liked so far versus maybe what you could do without. I'm going to have some more Music Plus Talk podcasts coming up where they're only featured on Spotify, but the cool thing is I have access to any library. So I'll be doing features like a whole Dilla episode where I can touch every piece of his catalog and not have any copyright issues and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun to be able to access and give it to you and break it down that way too. So we'll have a Dilla episode. We're going to have some other episodes I've got planned. I don't want to give too much away now, but any feedback or things you feel like you would like, please let me know. So anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and links to all your favorite platforms there, or just look us up as Pickles and Beats on your favorite platform and give us a like, a share, or follow. Will help us out so much. So once again, if this is your first time coming in, thank you so much. If you continuously keep coming back, I really appreciate you so much. So hope you have a great day, afternoon, evening, whatever it is for you. We'll talk soon. Peace. Keep it lo-fi.